With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump is safe. Gunshots out near his vicinity on a golf course today.
The former president was at his West Palm Beach Golf Club when gunshots rang out shortly before 2 p.m. local time. According to the Trump campaign and the Secret Service, Trump is safe. No injuries were reported. The incident comes 9 weeks after the former president was shot during an assassination attempt at a rally in Pennsylvania. President Biden and Vice President Harris have been briefed, and the White House said they were relieved to know Trump is safe. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And reports now indicating a Secret Service man actually saw the suspect with an AK-47 on the golf course and fired at the man. He dropped the rifle and fled, but was arrested a short time later. He is now undergoing questioning. The suspect's name and a possible motive have not been released. Authorities do say they believe Trump was the intended target. Also, at SRNnews.com, friends and family have gone to a funeral in Georgia for a teenager and a teacher killed in a high school shooting.
Family and friends gather at Hamilton Mill Memorial Chapel in Georgia for teacher Christina Iramia's funeral Saturday. The 53-year-old, one of two teachers and two students killed at Appalachie High School on September 4th. 14-year-old Mason Skirmerhorn was also remembered at a memorial service Saturday at a civic center. Services were already held for teacher Richard Aspinwall, and a funeral will be held Friday for student Christian Angulo. His schoolmate, Colt Gray, who is 14, is charged with their murders. His father charged with supplying the weapon. I'm Julie Walker.
And this is SRN News. Religious Americans back Donald Trump.
With Election Day looming, the Pew Research Center has released a new poll that indicates that a majority of both Protestants and Catholics are more inclined to vote for the former president than they are for Vice President Kamala Harris. 61% of Protestants are in the Trump camp, including 82% of white evangelicals. 52% of Catholics support the Republican nominee, including 61% of white Catholics. Jewish people and atheists lean toward Harris. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Delaware has positioned itself to elect the first openly transgender member of Congress in November. State Senator Sarah McBride, a man who is living as a woman, won the Democratic primary in Delaware's lone seat in the House of Representatives this week. McBride raised $3 million in campaign contributions from LGBT organizations around the United States. This is SRN News. Milestone birthday for a controversial member of the royal family.
Britain's royal social media accounts have wished Prince Harry a happy 40th birthday. The 40th birthday wishes to Harry, the Duke of Sussex, came despite long-standing strains between himself and the royal family following the publication of his explosive memoir, Spare. The royal family site shared an image of a beaming Harry with a birthday cake emoji and the caption, "Wishing the Duke of Sussex a very happy 40th birthday today." William and Kate, the Prince and Princess of Wales, shared the image, adding their own birthday wishes. The post from the royal family account marked the first public birthday message for Harry since 2021. Karen Chamas, London.
Recapping now, of course, our top story. Donald Trump is safe today following an incident on a golf course in Florida when a Secret Service agent saw a man with an AK-47. He fired at the man, who fled and was later arrested. More details at SRNnews.com.